Yes on Peace spent millions trying to get voters to align with its vision to create more green spaces in a city bereft of them. But there were plenty of opponents, including Mayor Lee Brand. FM 89's Laura Satsui nails down some of the reasons why voters didn't support a sales tax to fund overdue park improvements.
If Measure P had passed, it would have created a 3/8-cent sales tax to fund parks and trail maintenance and arts programming over the next 30 years. The Yes on P campaign was advocating for safe, clean parks. But in one ad from a Measure P opposition group called Fresnans for a Safer Community, No on P, Police Chief Jerry Dyer says this.
We oppose Measure P because it takes away our ability to hire the additional personnel needed to keep Fresno safe.
It's comments like these that have infuriated Sandra Celadon. She's the executive director of Fresno Building Healthy Communities. She thinks the opponents of Measure P were intentionally deceptive.
There was over 100 organizations that endorsed Measure P and only 4 groups that opposed it. And that was our mayor, the Chamber of Commerce, the Fresno Police Association, and the fire department. And so this really boils down to just greed. They wanted to show force. They wanted to show that they're the most important in town. And they really wanted to make sure that they got every dime that comes into our city.
Celadon isn't just talking about the police chief. Fresno Mayor Lee Brand also supported the No on P campaign.
I think right now there's a lot of disillusionment with the mayor, not only because of the fact that he didn't stand up for parks. That would have been okay, right? We know mayors have different priorities, but it was the way he failed to lead, and that was with lies.
Brand says it's not the opposition message that swayed voters. It's that voters disagreed with the measure.
Roughly half the voters didn't buy the argument of the parks measure. And I think because, one, I don't think they got their message resonated. I think people knew there were other issues like homelessness in parks, crime, other issues that weren't being addressed. I think some people simply didn't want to pay the tax.
Back in June, Brand tried to add his own sales tax initiative to the ballot with a vote from the city council. It would have enacted a sales tax increase and split the revenue between parks and the city police and fire departments. However, Brand withdrew his proposal within days of announcing it because he didn't have support from the council. He says that his opposition to Measure P came down to the 30-year lifetime of the tax and that it left out public safety, despite calling for clean and safe parks.
The fact is, through all the actual ballot, if you read the ballot, it talks about park rangers. It does not mention police officers.
Now, since the measure has failed, Brand says his hands are tied when it comes to increasing park funding.
There's a lot of needs out there. My job as mayor is to address all the needs, not just put all the, you know, all our eggs in one basket. And in my opinion, that's what they were asking me to do.
Brand says he sees potential for the two sides to collaborate, and there may be another tax initiative come 2020. In Woodward Park, Fresno residents Brian and Maria Junker tell me they wish the initiative had passed.
I'm kind of disappointed it didn't. I think that they should actually invest more into the parks here.
Yeah, because this is why predominantly we come to the parks that are more well-kept. In our area, we do have a couple parks in our area, but it's still, they're not up to date.
Since Woodward Park has an entry fee, the Junkers pay $50 for an annual pass so they can come anytime year-round. They tell me why they drive so far from their Fresno High neighborhood home.
Well, because our parks kind of suck where we're at.
They're not as well-kept as most other parks, so that's why we tend to come to the ones that are, you know, tend to be well-kept.
But not everyone can afford a $50 park pass. In southwest Fresno, you can enter most parks for free, but the one where Sandra Celadon and I meet is not as well kept as Woodward. There's trash everywhere. It's intermixed with leaves in the empty swimming and wading pools. As we talk, someone from the city parks department walks around with a trash grabber, putting wrappers and a forgotten shirt in a bag. You can see cars driving along Highway 99 on one side, and people wander through with shopping carts.
And what you see, this is one of the parks that is designated as one of the poorest conditions in our city.
Celadon tells me what she thinks could be updated in the park. Take the locks off the bathroom doors, swap out the wooden bleachers for new metal ones, and rake up the leaves and debris. Celadon wants to work with city leaders to improve parks like these, but she's hesitant.
So I think when you have a side that relies on untruths and relies on misinformation, it makes it really hard to sit at the table and have an honest conversation about how do we tackle the issues, which we know there are many.
This park is where Celadon wanted to meet, but she says it is not where the fight for parks ends. With Valley Public Radio, I'm Laura Satsui.